Okay, let's be real. Do you know how much Jesus loves you?
You are being real with Owen Barley.
He's got more for you.
9:30 a.m. exclusively on Impact 103.
It's time again here on Impact 103 for me to be real with you. I'm Owen Farley and I'm so happy to be with you throughout this festive season where we can really be real, challenge the way that we think and be transformed into the image and likeness of Jesus, which is love. Love is so needed. It is so needed, specifically in this festive season where you are with family or are with friends or people around you, loved ones. It's a great opportunity to show them love, become love. Just like John 1:14 says, and the word Christ became flesh and tabernacled, fixed his tent of flesh and lived a while among us. And we actually saw his glory, his honor, his majesty, such glory as an only begotten son receives from his father, full of grace, favor, loving kindness. And if we're called to be transformed into the very image and likeness of Jesus, which is love, then let's do it. Let's grab a hold of the people around us and take that opportunity and say, Lord, show me how I can love these people. Show how I can go above and beyond to be like you, to be fixed here on this earth, but to be like you, like it is in heaven, to show love, a love that is pure, a love that is kind, a love that can transform hearts. Zechariah 9:9. Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Shout aloud, O daughter of Jerusalem. Behold, your king comes to you. He is uncompromisingly just and having salvation, triumphant and victorious, patient, meek, lowly, and riding on the donkey, upon the colt, the foal of a donkey. Something I love about Jesus, not only is his humility, but the purpose behind him coming. He came to save. He came to bring salvation to every single person who says, yes, I want that. I need that. I think something that I really understand about being a Christian is that I actually am accepting the fact that I don't have it all together. I need someone to step into my life and save me out of the troubles and the tribulations, the trials, the temptations, the motivations and thoughts and intents of my heart that just need to be fixed, that need to be transformed into love. And that's what we're here to be real to do, is to actually analyze that and say, God, take a look at my heart. What do you see? Is this pleasing to you? And if it's not, I need you. I need you to come in. I need you to transform my life. And the amazing thing is that he will. He is serious with those that are serious. And that's why we can rejoice greatly and shout aloud. The King is here. He's here to save. And his name is Jesus Christ. Tis the season to be jolly here on Impact 103, and I'm so happy that I can be with you because I have something to tell you. It's great news. It's the present that God actually sent us. He gave us a present, and I want you to listen to these scriptures because this is real. This is for you because Jesus loves you. John 3:16, for God so greatly loved and dearly prized the world that he gave his only begotten Son, so that whoever believes in, trusts in, clings to, and relies on him shall not perish and come to destruction or be lost, but will have eternal and everlasting life. And another one in Romans 5 verse 17, for if because of one man's trespass, lapse, and offense, death reigned throughout that one, much more surely will those who receive God's overflowing grace, his unmerited favor, and the free gift of righteousness, putting them into right standing with himself, they shall reign as kings in this life through the one man, Jesus Christ. These are two amazing gifts that God has given us. Not only did he send his son, gave us the son to be sin for us, to die to sin so that we could be victorious. But then he says, Now I've also given you the free gift of righteousness. You're put in right standing with me. I'm not angry with you. I've cast your sin into the lake of forgetfulness. And it's something that we can just really stand and say, God, I receive this. I don't have to strive for it. I don't have to do the works to make myself righteous. I can just receive it by faith and say, I believe. I believe in what your son did for me on the cross. I believe in who Jesus is, and I receive him as my Lord and my Savior. I'm sure that there are a lot of people that actually have a resemblance of what I'm talking about. I grew up in the church. I grew up with family that loves Jesus, and we were constantly on church on Sundays. And I must admit, I've heard the Christmas story so many times since I was a kid. But there was this moment growing up when all of a sudden, when someone spoke about Jesus, it hit something different. It meant something different to me. And on a lot of occasions, when someone said, do you believe in Jesus? How do you receive Jesus? Who was he? Was he just a man? Was he a crazy guy? Like, what does he mean to you? I knew in my heart that I love him. I love him. I love what he stands for. I love who he is. And every time I speak about him, there's something inside of me that just is fulfilled. It's filled up. And the reason is because God is love, and Jesus is the Son of God. He carries that love. He is love. And when I heard about, how if I just believe in Jesus, I can be saved and I can be, have this relationship with him, I was like, sign me up. I want this. I want this so bad. And I must admit, like, I actually didn't do it once. And I'm sure there's many people that understand what I'm saying, because we didn't just pray once. We prayed like a few times. You know, it's like we prayed when we were 6. We prayed when we were 7. We prayed when we were 8. Like, I just need to make sure that I have Jesus as my Lord and Savior. And I must admit, with myself, noticing the path that I took even after those young ages, I realized that that is like a daily decision for me to make sure that Jesus is my Lord and Savior. And there's times where I stuff up. And I remember this one scripture that just blew me away. My mom told me the scripture, and it is this, that come boldly before the throne of grace so that you can receive grace and mercy in your time of need. Just come as you are. God is not expecting you to be perfect. He's not expecting you to and I remember hearing this, I was like, Lord, you don't expect me to be perfect? You just want me? He was like, yeah, I love you, Owen. I love you, and I just want this relationship with you. And that for me has changed my life. The fact that God was not in a performance-based love, but a love that is freely given, and a love that sees me beyond the faults that I've made, picks me up and says, I'll wash you clean of every single thing that has taken you out of my presence, that has contaminated your mind, your emotions, your will. Just separate you from that and actually bring you into clean living, pure living, right relationship with me. And it says in Romans 3:23, since all have sinned and are falling short of the honor and the glory which God bestows and receives, all are justified and made upright and in right standing with God, freely and graciously by his grace, his unmerited favor and mercy, through the redemption which is provided in Jesus Christ. All right, if you have just tuned in to Impact 103, I'm so, so happy to be with you. And we have a special guest here on Impact 103, Being Real. It is the time where we are going to have the segment, The Witness. And these are chronicles of real people experiencing God to do the impossible, the ridiculous, and of course, the meaningful. And my guest today is an amazing, amazing woman of God. She's actually been through so much with God. Evangelist Kaylee, welcome to the show.
Hi. Good to hear.
It's awesome to have you. We've been chatting about how people can come to know Jesus. And I want to bring you in because you have an amazing testimony of what God did in your life. And one scripture that has really stood out to me that kind of really frames who you are and the walk that you've had with the Lord is 1 John 1 verse 1 that says, "That which was from the beginning, which you have heard, which you have seen with your own eyes and you have looked at and your hands have touched, this you proclaim concerning the word of life. The life appeared and you saw it, you testifying about it, and we proclaim to you the eternal life, which was the Father, and the Father, and he has appeared. We proclaim to you what we have seen and heard, so that you also may have fellowship with us, and our fellowship is with the Father, with his Son, Jesus Christ." And honestly, when I hear you talk, that's literally what I feel, is that you've seen all these amazing things, and you can actually testify about having your own encounter and experience with God.
Thank you, Jesus. Ah, that Amen. Scripture, every time, it just... what an honor.
Thank you, Jesus. So if we go to the starting point of our discussion, I want you kind of just to give a brief time of you telling people who you are, where you come from.
Hi, I'm Kelly. I'm from Denver, Colorado. I am a missionary. And I've been doing this now for about 9 years. And I'm actually at the Bushfellows home right now, which is such an honor and privilege to serve at. This is my family out here. But yeah, life before this, I was actually an international model. And so it's quite the contrast going from model to missionary. And it's been a huge adventure, a crazy wild ride. And, you know, but my life before, it was like big cities, magazine covers and runway shows, and now it's the bush with a bunch of kids, and usually there's goats walking around.
Wow, big change. So if you can describe, who were you before your encounter with God?
Yeah, that is a funny question, because I don't know. before I had that encounter with God, I had no idea who I was. I would try to find all these different identities, and it was just, I was just so lost. I was just like this angry kid, and there's just a lot that I experienced out there that was extremely, extremely hard. I was a really bitter person. I was not enthusiastic about life. Waking up in the mornings to get out of bed to do something was like excruciating. Like, there was just, it was a struggle. And it was hard too, because like my life at that time was picture perfect, what everyone desired. I had a relationship that was, you know, turning into an engagement. I had a stable career, a really great career, modeling. I had money. I had the beautiful apartment. Like, I literally had everything people idolize as an alcoholic, and you know, I would smoke constantly, but like I didn't have peace. You know, and I think like that's the biggest thing. Like, before I knew Jesus, I had no peace, and be afraid to sleep because of nightmares, and like my mental state at that time was a living nightmare. And I was constantly in the cycle of numbing out and surviving, really. That's what my life was before.
Wow. If you feel like you're in the same boat or you're finding this extremely interesting like I am, please stay tuned. It's coming up right after this. What I want to know is, what actually happened to this relationship that you're obviously walking with the Lord?
Ah. Love that question. Let me tell you. Well, I'm so passionate about this because like I feel like I've lived so many different lives already. I've gone into every temple you could think of looking for truth. I dabbled in different religions trying to find something, but it was like, no, this is crazy. No, this is sexist. No, this, no, no, no. I was like, I just talk to the universe. And then I was laughing at myself because I was like, I'm a very smart, logical person. I'm literally talking to a planet. it hasn't said nothing back to me in years. Like, wow. What am I doing? And so, wow. I was just kind of getting to this point where it's like, this is like, there has to be something more. Like, this can't be it, you know? I just remember, like, when I was over in Malaysia, I had just got back from a fashion show. There was, like, the circus going on in the mall. And, you know, I was walking through the mall, and all of a sudden, everything just went, like, it slowed. And, like, all of a sudden, I couldn't understand what people were saying. First time I really heard God's voice clearly. And the first thing he said to me was, it's not real. None of this is real. Felt vindicated, like, finally, like, I knew it. This isn't real. Like, I knew it. Finally, I got an answer. But then everything was, and it went back normal speed. And then, like, the circus continued. But then now here I am sitting here, like, well, then what is, you know? Exactly. And so I just was like, God, please, like, help me. I ended up flying over to Texas home, and my big sister, bless her heart, every time I'd be home, she'd try to convince me to go to church with her. But at that time, I would just cuss her out or blast her, or like, I hated the idea of going to church. And I was really against Jesus because I didn't like the religiosity that I saw. She finally convinced me, and I was like, okay, I'll go to church with you. You know, she said it was ladies' night. So I was like, all right, I know what that is. That's familiar enough. And so went to ladies' night at the church. They did not have alcohol. It just happened to be that the fact that they were all ladies. You know, the pastor's wife, she was preaching, and she had us get these note cards out. And she was like, okay, I want you guys to write down your biggest issue with God. And it was like, all right, here we go. And I wrote it down. I was like, okay, this is my biggest issue. This is my biggest issue. And then she was like, okay, now I want you to take your card and share it with somebody. You need to find a partner. And I hated partner activities in school. Wow. Like, I would ditch the class, and then I wouldn't show up until after the class. And then I would get detention for that. So I was not keen on that, but I was like, okay, here's this old lady. She can't say no to me. So I just, like, went over to her and was like, hey, want to be partners? And I thought I was getting, like, the easy way out, and I wasn't. Then we had to swap cards. We had to read them out loud, and that was extremely difficult. I, like, got up all this courage, and I was like, okay, my biggest issue with God is that I don't have a purpose. I don't know who I am. And I was just crying. All of a sudden, I was aware that she was frozen, and then she starts crying. And then I was like, what's happening right now? And I was confused. And at the same time, I was feeling very vulnerable, because that was a very, very vulnerable part of my life that I had never been honest about. I said, years ago, the Lord told me to open up a ministry to help the youth find their identity and find their purpose. Wow. So that way they could know Jesus and walk with him. And when she said that, I just froze, because I realized that something bigger than me was happening. And then I realized the fact that God was there doing things. I was suddenly very aware that his eyes were on me. And there was, like, this really, like, strange peace that I had never experienced before that was on me the entire service, where I, like, my head was clear. I was just a sponge, you know, and at the very end of what she was saying, she was like, okay, like, if you're tired of doing things on your own, she is like, if you feel like you can't make it another day. And I was like, that's also me. And she's like, if you're tired of trying to figure out the answers or trying to work things out by yourself, like, if you want to know the truth, just stand up. And, like, wow. That was the question in my heart. Like, what is the truth? What is real? Like, that had been this reoccurring thing that kept hitting me, you know, and it kept inspiring me to, like, just shake out of the reality I was in with the drugs and the alcohol, the models, the all the fake things. I was just like, give me what's real or I can't make it anymore. I stood up and they were praying, but all of a sudden I felt all these hands all over me. And it felt like the hands were just made of fire. And I looked and I saw there's a couple people that had their hands on me, but there were handprints in places that had no hands. It's like all of a sudden I could feel like this presence coming. And I just remember I closed my eyes and I just saw him. every single time it hits me. I saw him standing right in front of me, and I saw this light, this beautiful light, and it was pure and was holy. And he just said, "I love you." And his voice, like I said it before, but his voice, like how the word says, his voice is like rushing waters, like goes through your skin and your heart and your soul, and it jumps through your bones. Like you feel everything of what he's saying. And he just said, "I love you." But there was just, again, like there was so much I was holding on to, though, where it was just like, but how? Like, I don't even love me. Like, how could you love me? Like, I did this. And I was like throwing everything at him that I did. And there's this like horrible, tormenting voice of like all the things I had done just surfacing and swirling around my head. And it was just like, ah! And then he said it again, "I love you. But he rejoiced over you. Behold, a mighty warrior is in your midst, one who saves." And so that third time when he said, I remember this heaviness just like lifting and getting off of me. And the second it left, I just felt this like, and it was like this pillar of fire just came down. And I felt like I got struck by lightning, but it was like this fire was all around. And I knew that that was the moment that he put Holy Spirit into me. He filled me with the Holy Spirit. But then I felt this like this liquid grace was filling me up from the soles of my feet to the top of my head. He was just standing there with his light. And I was just completely changed at that moment. I was completely changed. Yeah. I just remember like after that moment, I felt this hand on my chest. And that hand for weeks of that experience, I knew forever that I would be with him, and there was nothing to go back to for me.
Wow. I must admit, like just hearing it, it blows my mind how God is so personal. So yeah. What I'm actually going to ask you is, could you please pray for other people that might be in the same situation that are saying, what I'm focusing on, it's not real. I need something more. I need truth. I need it. I need God.
Amen. Oh, Jesus. Lord, I thank you so much for the way that you appeared to me and to so many others. I thank you, Father, for sending beloved Son, for us personally. Yes, for the world, but us personally, individually. Thank you that you saw our lives, that you said you matter and you're important. And you're seen. Thank you that you are the God who sees. You are the God who has compassion. And Father, to everyone who's listening, I just pray they have an encounter with you, Jesus, no matter where they are in their walks or if they've never known you before. You're no respecter of persons. You don't do one, that's it. You do it for everyone. That's the nature of your love. It's for everyone. And so, Heavenly Father, I just lift everyone, every listener up to you. And I pray that you would stir in their hearts and give them eyes to see and ears to hear and a soft heart. Give them a soft heart. And if you'd like to receive Jesus, just repeat this prayer. No matter where you're at in your walk, just say, "Dear Jesus, come into my heart. Show me who you are, your Holy Spirit, that I may know you and encounter you in a deep and intimate and personal way. I thank you that you died for me. I thank you that you rose again for me. I thank you for me of all my sin. And I thank you, Jesus, that you see me, that you love me, and that you're willing to walk with me. I thank you that I am saved, that I'm born again, and that I'm going to heaven. And I belong to my Father. I give you my life. In Jesus' name, amen."
Amen. Thank you so, so much. I must admit, like, my atmosphere around me has completely changed. So I really appreciate this because it's really honestly grabbing a hold of someone's hand and just introducing them to Jesus. So thank you so, so much for being on.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you so much for having me on here. It's really been an honor.
Amen.
Ah, he's so good.
Amen. All right. Well, God bless you.
God bless you so much.
All right. Bye. Thank you so much for tuning in with me, Owen Folley, here on Impact 103, as we just really spend some time being real and actually saying, you know what, where's my heart? Where am I in the whole scheme of my eternal life? You know, and it's such an important question to ask. What is your eternal life looking like? And that's the amazing thing, is that we don't have to die. We don't have to be unsure. We can receive the free gift on grace and mercy that God has bestowed on us through Jesus Christ just by saying, Lord, I receive this gift. I love you. I want Jesus in my life. And if you missed that prayer and you missed this time where we were actually just being really real about this topic today, then you can definitely log on to impactradio.co.za and look under our podcast section on the on-air content and re-listen to this time that we've had together. Play it for someone that is just really on your heart, that you love, because the way that we can show love this Christmas time is also just to tell people the truth, to introduce them to real love. And that's what this time has been about. It's been about introducing you to real love, the love of God, the love that changed my life. And his name was Jesus. This love, this pure love, changed my life. And so I want to encourage you, keep being real in your relationship with the Lord. And join me next week as we continue to be real. And I want you to remember this, that Jesus really does love you.